a meal vouchering system to pay farmers, you know, to buy maybe a few ton of meal. Because in all fairness, the co-ops have stepped up to the mark. As far as I know, they have put 3 cents extra for merchant milk, so that'll help with the cow situation. But the sheep and the suckler sectors never seem to be able to benefit from any system that is put in place with these meetings. So something there in the line of meal would be very important, because farmers at this stage have been stretched out with their money. With a very expensive winter, and the pockets are empty, and you know they need some sort of help to get a few ton, you know, into farmers concentrate feed at a reasonable price, you know, that they could continue out to get as far as grass maybe in the next 3 or 4 weeks, hopefully.
Yeah, and the help really does need to come now, because you spoke there just about the stress they've felt, and there's all these knock-on effects from this situation. Could you've spoken previously about the, even the mental health of farmers that's been taking a hit from this current period.
That's true, and it's kind of ongoing, like, and it's not getting easier. You know, farmers are struggling from day to day. Everything is a kind of emergency situation. I know a farmer beside me there, he's agitating slurry for the fourth time, and he can't even get it on his land. So, you know, to get silage grown, you know, early in May or June, it's going to be difficult, because we're running into a critical period now to get grass and fodder secured for the coming season. Like, we're still dealing with last year's mess, and it's ongoing. But what's needed today is actually to get funds into farmers' pockets immediately. Like, they can do it for other sectors when the need arises, and certainly they have to do it for farmers, because farming is in a pretty dire situation as we speak. You know, like, you know, transport and talking about lots of things, money in farmers' pockets, you know, a meal vouchering system where the farmer can go down to the co-op, maybe get a ton or two extra meal that he'd need, you know, when he's running out of money after the long winter. That'd be significant, and it can be done this week. You know, like, to move farther around the country, that could take a number of weeks. And then again, as I said before, it possibly isn't in this part of the country to move east or south.